Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's a new day in America because of the election now being over, and Hillary Rodham Clinton's ideology has been rejected. Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States of America. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Now, I know going into this election, there were a lot of people who were wondering about the kinds of choices that they had, but I am so thankful that one choice was rejected, and that was Hillary Rodham Clinton. I cannot imagine her as the president of the United States. I don't frankly know that America could have survived a presidency under Hillary Clinton, because she's certainly the same ideology as Barack Obama, but she would use the government machinery in a way that's even more coercive, if you can imagine that, than Barack Obama has used. He's politicized the Department of Justice. I think she would do more than just politicize the Department of Justice. I am so glad that she is not the 45th president. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that I see that are positive. Certainly, we've got a lot of work to do. I think it is a new day, and we have some opportunities ahead of us.
Absolutely. And I think this is, you know, an opportunity for us as the church, because it's really God working through the church, giving us another chance, I think, to redeem ourselves, to make this country and turn it back to one nation under God. Matt, I mean, we've got all this political stuff going back. We've got self-interest groups. We have greed, power. But it's really, he's calling us to go back to him.
You know, our election cycle has been a very divisive cycle, and certainly I and many of us cringed at some of the things that came out of the election cycle and some of the comments about people and characteristics of different people and so forth. And certainly that is not part of who we are, and it's not part of something that we condone. However, what I will say is that there are some positive signs that are coming out of this election, and now with the transition team. In the issue of the election, personnel is policy. You can go all the way back to George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, the presidential candidates of Romney and McCain, even frankly, Ronald Reagan, some of the people within the Reagan administration, and even before that with Nixon and so forth. You can go back there and you can ask yourself the question. Yes, they had conservative rhetoric. They talked about different conservative policies from a political perspective, but who did they surround themselves with? And personnel is policy. People that you are bringing within the inner circle to administrate and carry out your philosophy are very important. They're the ones that are counseling you. They're the ones that are carrying out your ideology. Let's look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump in the campaign elevated Kellyanne Conway to the campaign manager position.
Strong Christian.
She's a strong Christian. And we know her. We've known her for a number of years. She's a strong Christian. She's strongly pro-life, strongly pro-marriage. She's strongly pro-religious freedom. She's on the same page as we are.
Absolutely.
And he elevated her to the campaign manager position. I don't know where she's going to land in the new administration, but she will have a very significant position in the new administration. That is a positive sign.
All right. His vice president, he chose a strong Christian in that role as well, who's very pro-life, and then these other people that he's starting to appoint. But it's been very encouraging. We've talked about this in the past, how the Republican platform is now at the most conservative it's ever been.
Yeah, and you know, Reince Priebus, I know some people in the Tea Party and some people in the media, they say, well, he is an establishment person. I think you probably don't know Reince, and you know him only because, number one, he's the chair, was the chair of the Republican National Committee, and he, therefore, is considered an establishment person by people. But the fact of the matter is, I was at a meeting in August, and this is just one of many situations. He gets up and he speaks. He has no political speech. He just literally shares his heart like you're in a church service. You would think you were in a church service. And he shares his heart about his faith in Jesus Christ and that his highest aspiration in life is to please Jesus, not to please any political candidate or person or party or individual, but to please Jesus Christ. Wow. That's his ultimate goal. It wasn't until the end of his message that he started talking about specifics in terms of the difference between the RNC before and after he came on board. When he came on board, there were maybe five regional local offices in the country. Don't quote me on the number, but it's very, very little. They had no infrastructure to identify people from a computer standpoint. Barack Obama had all the technology. The Republicans didn't have any. They fell behind under the race with Barack Obama. When he came in, they revamped their entire computer system. They had the identifying information. They also opened up all these regional offices. Frankly, if it weren't for Reince Priebus's administrative capabilities, beyond his Christian values, his administrative capabilities, once Donald Trump became the nominee, they would have had zero ground game. Mm-hmm. And it's because of Reince Priebus who ultimately put that together. Now, back in 2015, I met with Reince Priebus. It was about a handful of us. We were invited to have dinner with him, and it was about the Republican Party platform. And I was concerned that there were forces within the party that wanted to liberalize the issue on marriage. And he assured all of us, he assured me, that it will be a strong conservative platform, and he will fight for that. Well, you know what? We have the most conservative, value-driven, based platform in the history of any party,
yes.
Republican or Democrat, in the history of America.
It's very encouraging. And to see other people, Dr. Ben Carson, Ken Blackwell, people that, again, as you were saying, that Donald Trump, our president-elect, is surrounding himself with and making a part of the team, it speaks very loudly to wanting to fulfill that platform.
You know, we have an office in Washington, D.C., and we've worked a lot on the legislative level in House and Senate in these past years that we've been there. We haven't had a whole lot of access to the White House, but I can tell you with the new administration, the kinds of people that he has around with him, people that we know, there are opportunities that we have ahead. I'm not looking at it as a four-year opportunity, I'm looking at it as a two-year opportunity, because you have to really do something in the 2 years so that you don't have this mid-year election reversal.
Right.
And you lose ground within the House or the Senate. So the next 2 years is a real opportunity for us to move forward with legislation that will trim back, repeal Obamacare, that will pull back some of the burdensome, unbelievable regulations. I serve on the Timothy Plan, which is a mutual fund. It's 13 family funds traded on the New York Stock Exchange and the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. And there are, under this administration, some unbelievably onerous and frankly ridiculous regulations that these funds have to comply with that have nothing to do with protecting the person who is the investor.
Wow.
They're just burdensome regulations. And I'm frankly looking forward to some of these things that literally stifle business to be removed so that the free enterprise market in this country can ultimately become energized.
Absolutely. As well, you know, issues that are close to God's heart, you know, value of sanctity of life.
And the next Supreme Court justice.
Absolutely. Supreme Court justice. We've talked a lot about that. And that's a huge, huge
defunding
issue.
Planned Parenthood, all
absolutely.
These areas.
Absolutely.
All these things are opportunities.
Israel.
Now.
Those are very important.
Moving the embassy from mm-hmm. Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Right.
America would be the only country in the world that would now, when it does, have that embassy in Jerusalem. And it would send a message around the world that we're standing with Israel, and we also are standing with the fact that Jerusalem is the undivided capital of Israel.
Right.
There's legislation on the books. George W. Bush could have done it. All he had to do is issue an order. It was passed by the House and Congress, but he didn't do it. So we don't have to have new legislation. We just have to have the administration change it. The Republican Party platform calls for it, and Donald Trump said that he would be in favor of it. So that is a huge issue.
It is. It is very much so. And so we're very encouraged. You know, and as you were saying, you surround people are your policy. And even during the campaign, he was reaching out to Christians. He was going to churches. He was getting prayed over. So that, to me, that speaks very highly of what his, it's really an agenda. He's not, I don't think he's going to take a salary, but he's wanting to do this because he doesn't have to have the job, but he wants to really help our country and get it back unto one nation under God.
Now, I'm under no illusions that this will be a bumpless type of process. You know, Liberty Council, through our Liberty Prayer Network, we are working with many other prayer intercessory ministries across the country. And we literally have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 70-day national prayer going on. You can go on the line anytime you want to, if you want to participate in it and listen. You can be a part of that. It literally is 70 days straight, every single minute of every day, the line is open for a prayer for this transition and for this country, and that prayer will continue to go on. For more information, you can go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.